You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Information obtained through official and Official Information Act request has revealed that as many as 10 times more animals could be dying shortly after live export voyages compared with during the journey. This information was shocking, given the Ministry for Primary Industries only publishes data based on the number of cows who died during the journey. Following a shipment that left New Plymouth on the 24th of September 2021, the MPI reported only the three deaths that occurred on board. However, a post-arrival report, Safe for Animals obtained, revealed a further 11 cows died during quarantine. An additional 20 cows were given a grave prognosis, whose condition was expected to deteriorate even with medical intervention. Now, I spoke to Safe for Animals' Ngā Kara Rehe Haumaru CEO Deborah Ashton on this matter, and I started off by getting her reaction to this information. Here she is now.
Well, it's pretty shocking, really. So MPI reported that only three deaths had actually occurred on board the Ocean Ute from New Plymouth in September of last year. However, we've obtained a post-arrival report through the Official Information Act that was actually quite revealing, and that showed that 11 cows had actually died during quarantine. But what is interesting here is that an additional 20 cows were given a grave prognosis. And when they're given that prognosis, it essentially means that the animals are unlikely to recover from their illness or injury without medical intervention. So they're more than likely going to be slaughtered. So this is really important. It's really showing that more animals are actually dying because of live export.
Could you touch on what sort of impact this is having on the cows?
Well, the post-arrival reports show, you know, some pretty horrible causes of death, including, you know, things like pneumonia, rib fractures, there's stomach ruptures and intestinal bleeding. You know, those things are really, really serious. And it's not good enough for exporters and for MPI to be saying that this is only impacting on a small number of animals. These issues are occurring far more widely, and the current reports do not reveal the true extent of the suffering.
Now, National MP Tim Van Damolen claimed that cows are often coming off the vessels in better condition than they boarded at New Zealand. What are your thoughts on this statement?
I think that's absolute nonsense. I mean, the fact that these cows might weigh more than what they did when they were first put on the ships in New Zealand. You know, if anyone was going to sit around for 2 weeks and consume some food, after 2 weeks, anyone would have put on some weight, including the cow. What the reality is that animals are dying on board those ships. They are sometimes dying in quarantine, and some of them are having to be intentionally slaughtered due to their, you know, serious health concerns.
The bill to ban live exports was brought to House around 2 weeks ago. Does this new information say that this ban can't come soon enough?
Yeah, so from our perspective, we are talking about, you know, serious health and welfare concerns for these animals. And we want to see live export banned now. We know that there is a plan to phase out in April of next year. However, there is still a high degree of suffering for these animals on board these ships and afterwards at the destination country. And, you know, one animal suffering is really one animal too many.
The Al Kuwait, one of the world's largest live export ships, is expected in Timaru this weekend, and the Ocean Swagman is due to arrive in Napier Port tomorrow. Could I get your thoughts on this amidst all the activity we've seen in regards to this issue?
Oh, it's really, really concerning, because we are still talking about the impact and the suffering on these cows constantly. You know, it's great to say that you're going to put an end to something next year. But in the meantime, we do need to consider the suffering that is happening right here and right now. There are locals in Napier and in Timaru who are going to be protesting the fact that these ships are coming in to take these animals over to China. So I would really urge anyone in Timaru or in Napier to go onto our Facebook page, have a look under the events section and check out the details so they can be really vocal about what is happening to these animals. We need to send a really strong message to the government that animals are going into conditions that could be illegal in New Zealand, and on that basis, I think the government needs to ban live export now.
A few weeks ago, I spoke to Safe about another animal rights matter involving cows, that being winter grazing regulations. Does this report outline a need to focus a bit more on the treatment of our cows?
Oh, absolutely. Safe has been calling for a commissioner for animals for a long time, and we need someone independent to have oversight of animal welfare and of all of the laws, the codes of welfare, the regulations for animals. At the moment, there is a strong conflict of interest with this being overseen by the Ministry for Primary Industries, who, you know, are essentially there to promote our exports overseas. What we want to see is an independent commissioner who can have that really clear, independent oversight and can really ensure that animal welfare is being taken care of in this country.
That was Safe for Animals CEO Deborah Ashton speaking about the new data that revealed the failure of the international live export trade to protect New Zealand's animals.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.